Hello and welcome wherever you are in the world. Could be morning, afternoon, evening. This is Jane Schroeder coming to you from a soggy, wet UK. I'm actually in England right now. It just seems to have rained a lot. But however, I am preparing to go to Asia. I'm about to fly out tomorrow and I have not been doing missionary work, street work, working with street people in Asia for a long, long time now. So I'm quite apprehensive in one way, but I'm also really, really excited. So I've been reminiscing here as I'm packing, I'm preparing. And I was chatting today with my daughter about it, and we're talking about some really funny stories of things that have happened in the past. And one thing, though, that came to mind, I was looking through my notes when I teach about going out praying for people on the streets and seeing healings and in the slums and leper colonies and different places that I've been to before when I visited parts of Asia. But there's one thing I always teach on and think about getting people to focus on. Because some people are quite fearful walking up to people and chatting with them or praying for people out of their normal comfort zone. And I think quiet in your heart, that really silence, spend some time in silence and just preparing your heart and listening to what Holy Spirit is saying. And I love that word silence, because it means to quietly wait, stillness, hush, muteness, to be done, but by implication, to astonish, to stop, to cease, to hold peace, quieten yourself, to rest, be silent, and keep silent. We know that the word silence is the complete absence of sound. To become silent, to prohibit or prevent from speaking. I love this, because in that place of shalom, peace, stillness, quietness, we quieten all our organs in our body, our mind, our heart. And I always find this place of that heart coherence with Yahweh, Papa God. This interior silence, it's not gloomy, it's not miserable, you're not grumpy. You may think of as prayer as thoughts and feeling expressed with words. But silence is only one expression of an inner, deep intimacy of peace. I call it like deep prayer, laying aside all my thoughts, all my cares. And if I have any anxiety or fear, any of those things, it just brings peace. And as many of you know that have heard my other podcasts, I'm a big dog walker. I like to walk. I like to be out, like this evening. It was pouring with rain. A little bit warmer than it's been. It's been very cold here. But I went down by this big expanse of water. Big river Dee. The estuary that flows out of the smaller streams into wider, deeper places, into the sea, into the River Mersey. And you go up over this footbridge, it's really high, and the dogs, it's windy, and they love it. But you just look out into the expanse of the water, and the deep is beautiful, the deepness of Yahweh, deep within his heart. Whoa, and I love that mindless place where all my scattered thoughts trickle away and I just enjoy the atmosphere of being outdoors. It opens up my mind, my heart, my whole being to Yahweh himself. I'm not sure why, when I think about why I enjoy it so much, but I know the ultimate mystery of this place of shalom. When I'm walking the dogs, I'm completely silent, no phone on, nobody talking to me. It's like beyond words. It's beyond emotions. It's just a beautiful shalom. Now it talks about this place of shalom in 1 Kings 19:12. And after the earthquake, there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle whisper. So often he whispers to our heart, doesn't he? But we have to be still and silent to hear the voice of God. Elijah knew this really well. A whisper, small voice, soft. Whisper of a voice. Today, you know, there's always a lot to do when you're preparing to go away for quite a long period of time. So we decided, through all the hustle and bustle, I'm about to buy a house. It's all happened in the same week. And I bought it at auction, so I have a very short time to complete it. It's not like a normal house purchase, and there's a lot to do. But you know what I did today? I had lots of phone calls this morning to legal different situations, legal people, lawyers, and I just said to my daughter with the two babas, let's go swimming. It's like, let's go swimming, I've got this to do, that to do, this to do, that to do. So off we went to the swimming pool. We so enjoyed it. There weren't many people in the swimming pool. And I was thinking about whispering soft voice then, because we took it in turns to have the one-year-old. And you just whisper in his ear when he's splashing and giggling. You're like, I love you. You're just so cute. And he's beaming, smile, ducking in the water. He's not scared at all. And then the four-year-old wanted me to sing songs that I know about Daniel and Jonah and Peter walking on the seashore. Peter, 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 walking on the sea, 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 sea. He loves all the choruses, and it always ends with a big splash or a roar of a lion. We were splashing each other. And but it was peaceful. It was fun, but it felt real silence. And then my daughter and I, because it's a beautiful place where we go, we took it in turns to go in the sauna, and it was nobody in there. It was complete silence. And then we'd bubble in the jacuzzi and take it in turns. And that place of stillness, but activity all at the same time. Finding the sweet spot, I call it, the shalom. Oh, I love it, love it. So in that place, I love the word to kavah, Q-A-V-A-H. To wait actively with anticipation, hopefully watching for God to act. You wait upon the Lord. You're bound together with him in the entwining love tapestry. One in heart, one in spirit. That beautiful perichoresis, the sacred dance, the divinity, the trinity, the Celtic saints. Wow. I love that word, perichoresis. And, you know, it's all in that place, isn't it, of that amazing Hebrew letter. The hey, the whisper, the frequency, the sound, the breath, the hey in our hearts. It's beautiful. and the silence of the entwining love intimacy in the stillness and the silence. When we kavar, we entangle into Yahweh. How do we do that? What does that look like? His life becomes my life. I'm in him and he's in me. His strength is my strength. We are wrapped up in Yahweh. My life source, my all in all, my health, my longevity of my life, a long life as one in him. It is just amazing in the place of that entwining love tapestry, in the silence, in the shimmering, glimmering, beautiful places where he wishes us to reside. The union, the common union, in that deep stillness, in deep silence, in the depths, brings clarity, authority, the counsel of wisdom around us. Because in that place, it's almost mindless. We can hear, know, infuse knowledge, discern the voice of HaKadosh, Yeshua, Yahweh, Papa, God, Father, Adonai Elohim. In the very beginning, well, we were there, dancing and playing and co-creating with wisdom. And the erects, and the spirit of the living God hovered over the face of the earth, the firmament. We were there in the place of silence. In that place of creative prayer, of the entwining, heart to heart, the heart coherence, knowing what's on Yahweh's heart. As we are always wanting him to know what's going on in our hearts. We want to hear what he thinks. What's going on with his heart? What are his thoughts today? What are his thoughts towards each one of us? Wow, it is beautiful. So enjoy that place of co-creating, because we are co-heirs, we are, as it says in Romans 8:17, we are co-yoked with him. We are holy as he is holy, co-holy. 1 Peter 1:15 says, don't you just love scripture? But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, in all you see, and all that you are. We are co-justified. I love all the co's. We are co-quickened in his heart. We are co-conquerors, 1 Corinthians 3:9, co-laborers, co-healing, co-parenting, cooperative. Wow. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Corinthians 1:28, to be co-creators. And my ultimate favourite in the co-codes, in the co-code, co-partakers, 2 Peter 1:1-4, exchange life. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am now complete in him, I'm a partaker in his divine nature. On me, his will, not to input, but to partake of his exchange, his life-giving spirit, his love, his entwining love tapestry. I bless you. Have an awesome day. Shalom. Shalom.